WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. You know that feeling when you wake up groggy, hit snooze like 5 times, then stumble through your morning like a zombie. Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to flip the script? What if waking up could feel less like an obligation and more like an adventure? What if starting your day with intention could actually make you stronger, both mentally and emotionally? Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're talking about building a morning routine for inner strength, straight out of the Stoic playbook. Now, I know what you're thinking another self-help guru preaching about routines. Trust me, this isn't your typical drink lemon water or meditate kind of thing. This is about harnessing the power of ancient wisdom to build resilience, focus, and clarity in a way that actually sticks. So, 5 key takeaways to fire up your inner Stoic today. First off, acceptance is key. Before you even get out of bed, take a moment to acknowledge the present. This isn't about ignoring problems, it's about acknowledging them without letting them control you. You know that feeling when you wake up stressed about something already? We've all been there. Stoicism teaches us to meet challenges head on, but first, we need to be present in this very moment. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. You can't control the traffic, the weather, or your boss's mood, but you can control your response. Your thoughts, your actions, your attitude, these are within your power. So start your day by deciding how you want to approach it. Are you going to let those external factors dictate your energy, or are you going to rise above them? It's like choosing the soundtrack to your own life. Third, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, this is a game changer. Before you jump into emails and social media, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life. Maybe it's the warm blanket on your bed, a delicious cup of coffee brewing, or simply the fact that you woke up healthy and ready for a new day. This simple act can shift your entire mindset. Ever noticed how much easier it is to tackle challenges when you feel grateful? Number 4. Mindful movement. It doesn't have to be an hour-long workout. Even 5 minutes of stretching, yoga, or simply taking a brisk walk outside can do wonders for your focus and energy levels. It gets your blood flowing, clears your head, and sets the tone for a productive day. And finally, number 5. Reflection. Take a few minutes at the end of your morning routine to reflect on your goals and intentions for the day. What are you most grateful for? What challenges are you facing? How can you use your strengths to overcome them? This practice helps you stay aligned with your values and purpose, even when things get tough. Okay, so let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine this. You wake up late, rush for breakfast, and hit the snooze button way too many times. You feel stress already, right? Then you remember, hey, I've got my Stoic morning routine. So, instead of letting that stress spiral, you take a few deep breaths, acknowledge your emotions without judgment, and focus on what you can control. Your attitude. You decide to approach the day with calm and clarity, prioritizing gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow. You might even throw in some quick stretches before heading out the door. See? A simple shift in mindset can make all the difference. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Acceptance, focus on controllables, cultivate gratitude, mindful movement, and reflection. These aren't just random words, they're tools to build inner strength, resilience, and clarity. And trust me, it's worth the effort. This is about more than just ticking off boxes in a morning routine. It's about starting your day with intention, purpose, and the awareness that you have the power to shape your own experience. You've got this. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. What are your favorite Stoic practices? Let me know on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep it strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.